Well, schools across the country are working out how they might reopen in the fall, many implementing new safety protocols, changing just about every aspect of schooling. In Sausalito, California, one elementary school has been piloting in-person classes. KQED's Julia McAvoy went to see how it works.
Outside Bayside Martin Luther King Jr. Academy in Sausalito, parents are pulling up to drop their children off. They've been doing this since the end of May. Just inside the doorway into school, the school office manager, Julius Holdsclaw, waits to check them in. A kindergartner arrives, mask on, and gets a generous squirt of hand sanitizer.
1, 2, real good. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, real good.
So I've been managing staggered entries where the students are arriving by grade level or cohorts and approximately 10 to 15 minute intervals.
Holdsclaw also takes her temperature.
So have you had any cold, cough, or flu-like symptoms today or last night?
And asks her if she's been sick. Roughly 27 students have been consistently showing up to class. This experiment with in-school learning came about after the elementary school recognized it had a small number of students who were really having a hard time learning from home. Itoko Garcia is the Sausalito Marin City Schools superintendent.
Part of some of our students struggling to get their distance learning done is their parents were essential workers and they're still working.
It was really relief. And I was like, oh, thank you guys.
Kim Lewis and her husband were trying to homeschool their first and third graders while watching their four-year-old. Lewis also leaves the house to work in a rehab center. So keeping track of the kids.
Sometimes the kids could be sneaky sometimes. They pretend they're doing their homework, but they don't.
Lewis said the school actually began calling her house.
If you don't answer or you don't follow up for a couple of days, the teacher will or the principal will knock on your door.
Knock on your door? Did that happen? They knocked on your door?
Oh, yes.
Lewis was grateful for the school's help, and she was happy to sign that release form for them to go to school after hearing of the safety procedures that the school had put into place. Two of her children are in classes no bigger than 10. Desks are spaced 6 feet apart. Superintendent Garcia says county public health officials said students under 12 don't have to wear masks, but the school encourages it.
Do you mind wearing the mask? Does it bother you?
Yeah, a little bit. It bothers me.
Roderick Bradley is in Brandon Cully's fifth grade class, along with his friend and his classmate, Byron Puertas. Roderick said it was relaxing being at home, but...
Like, you kind of miss school because you want to see your friends again. It's been so long.
This was a good idea.
Why do you think they thought that?
Because I get to, like, the teacher gets to help me. If I don't get something, I could just ask for help.
I really wanted to come back to work.
Cully was one of several teachers who volunteered to hold virtual classes from inside their classrooms. 80% of Cully's students were doing fine with distance learning, but 6 were not. And now he can help them in person from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm a person-to-person kind of teacher, and it was just really odd to try to get it all done through Zoom.
But it's not lost on Cully that this is all a big risk. California is seeing outbreaks of COVID-19 on the rise, and we know the virus can go from adult to a child who then, asymptomatic, can spread it to others.
I'm questioning myself of how close do I get? You know, when's the last time I washed my hands? Like, use hand sanitizer. There's a lot of filtering going on that is hard to get used to, right? And I'm constantly worried about kids being human beings in the sense of being close and talking and touching, and that's been challenging.
This week, Superintendent Garcia is welcoming 80 students here for summer school. In the fall, it could be the entire school of 120 students. Garcia's convinced they can do this safely if there's enough investment by the state to create smaller class sizes. For Here and Now, I'm Julia McAvoy.